From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
And welcome back to The Mix on 88.9. I have Gavin with me in the studio. How are you today, Gavin?
I'm well, Martin.
And apparently you're going to interview me.
Yeah, for a change.
It's a bit of a change. It's normally the other way around, me doing other people.
That's right. I just thought, oh, well, here you are, 5 years and that sort of thing. And I was just curious about how you felt about being here for that period of time.
Well, seeing I only thought I was going to be here for a short time, not a long time, it seems amazing. Because
why did you think you're only going to be here a short time?
Oh, well, I've been in Braidwood for 5.5 years.
Right.
And I was just testing the water to see if I like Braidwood. And, I needed to be closer to my parents at that stage. So Canberra is very commutable from here, as you know.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of the time travelling here and there.
Yeah.
I got to know every bloody hole in that in that road.
Right.
And, it's a very interesting place, Braidwood. And I'd done a bit of radio in Hobart on Hobart FM, but only for about 6 months before I decided to move up closer to my parents.
Because you were living in Tasmania before you came here,
FM. Based in Hobart, and actually now a fully digital station, which is quite interesting.
Right. All right. And so you've been playing some songs that you've played numerous times over the years. One song that I think you've probably played more than any other, but I'm not quite sure, is The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, yes. Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah. Would that be your most played song, do you think?
Oh, I started playing the alternative, that the Muppets version.
Oh, right.
The Devil Went Down to Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
Which is quite a tongue-in-cheek. Oh, Rapture I played quite a bit, and the Proud Mary. But I started off, when I started shows, I used to play, well, I play Yakety Yaks quite a bit, all the versions of that, to start the show off. So
yeah.
I think that's probably my most played.
Right.
And for the first year or so, I kept finding We'll Meet Again versions as well.
Oh, okay.
Including Johnny Cash and a few other very strange versions of it.
Right. So you were doing that as your intro? Or?
No, that was my sign-off song.
Oh, right.
So, I didn't really have an intro until I started doing Yakety Yaks. And
yeah,
I liked that Mark Knopfler and Ted Atkins version of it on Neck to Neck.
Right.
And, so we get a few repeat offenders coming in on the text lines. And
And that's one of the reasons I came in this morning. We better give her a mention, the young listener at the creek.
Oh, yes.
Sent you a card.
She sent her cards in today, about 2 hours ago, just a congratulations. And, it's been a very quick 5 years, like everything else. I think, as you'll know, as we get older, time flies quicker.
It does, indeed.
And I think by doing a show on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it makes the weeks go really quickly.
Right.
Because, as you know, I had a break for a couple of weeks a few weeks ago, and I think they've been the longest 2 weeks of my life.
Right.
So it was great, though, doing nothing, reading books and watching a few movies I had to catch up on. But, no, overall, it's been a great 5.5 years in Braidwood, and 5 years on the radio. And actually, I'll tell a little bit of a fib, because the first time I did actually go on air was at the 2019 show.
Right.
Where Rod interviewed me.
Oh, okay.
And made bigger thing about me coming from Tasmania. He was talking about all sorts of extra appendages and things.
Right. Tassie is a bit of a butt of jokes at times, I think.
It's a very different place to here, and it's they say you go over on the boat and you go back 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've only, one of the times, because I lived in Adelaide for a long time, and I originally come from New Zealand, and we used to use, there was a flight from Adelaide via Hobart to Christchurch, at one stage. So that's the only time I've actually been to Tasmania, is getting off the plane at just at the airport for a short break.
Well, it's going to get more interesting, because the two new boats are about to appear. They're being built in Europe at this stage.
Right.
Brand new boats this time, not second hand like the previous boats they've had.
Right.
But now they've changed a little bit. It doesn't go from Station Pier anymore. It actually goes from Geelong.
Right.
I think they found that a bit cramped on the station pier trying to get all the trucks and cars organised.
Right.
So maybe you drive down this long pier and come back again, it's only about three lanes.
Right.
Whereas in Devonport, for instance, they've got a huge marshalling yard. Apparently they've got the same set up in Geelong now. So it makes things a lot quicker loading-wise.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So coming back to the radio, when you did your first interview, how was that for you?
Oh, I was a bit nervous, but as I said,
you've had some regulars over the time, haven't you?
Some
regulars.
Oh yes, because we're having, we had when Blazeaid was here every Wednesday. The boss of Blazeaid used to come. Dennis used to come in, and we'd do a bit of a session and with him and one of his overseas volunteers. That was quite interesting, and he's always promised to come back. I must chase him up again. he's floating around the place. Last thing he was, I think he was being a caretaker on a film set somewhere.
Right.
In I think it was a Mad Max film by all things.
Okay. As part of Blazeaid or
no, just as a caretaker. But that was a while back, and yes, and we've had, of course, Michelle from the club quite regularly. And now that we've lost Disco, he's doing shy things down the coast. I have Robin in on regular on Wednesdays now to talk every second Wednesday to talk about the blazing, the changing times,
changing
blazing times. Saddles. Yeah, so of course you have your regulars on your show too. You know, I was listening with glee on my way to Canberra, listening to Roger and you coercing about, conversing about the weathery type things.
Right.
And you're always a bit tongue in cheek there at times. Roger's got a very, yeah, he's got a funny sense of humour.
Yes, He's but he's very, very knowledgeable about the weather. He's very, it's a thing he's been passionate about for years and years. And he even, you know, I don't know if he's still giving stats to the Bureau of Met, but he was when he was living at his house still. Because a lot of the equipment he had was actually given to him by them for him to use, but to pass the information on to them. So he's quite good at
quite knowledgeable. And I think I went past the other day, but he's vacant block next door to where he used to live. There's still a weather station sitting out in the middle of that.
Well, it is, it's sort of a vacant block, but it's not really a vacant block. The whole house and that vacant block's being sold as a unit, because it's got all, has to be, if they split it, it's got to be resurveyed, which is quite expensive. So the decision's been made to sell it as a unit.
And as I said, I got diverted myself there a bit, but one of the big changes that happened over 5 years is now the Listen Again feature that we have on our website. So if you just go to shows and listen again, and Gordon has put my first show up on that.
Right.
If you just go to the subsection of Martin's Morning Mix and then go back to go look at the list, and there's the first shows there on the bottom of my list. So I listened to it the other day, and it's quite interesting how things have changed, because that was my first time on the desk here, and it was very different to the one we had in Hobart. So
there was
a few stumbles and a few not turning the microphones on and that sort of stuff, but now it's
we're a lot more, over a period of time you get a bit more confident about what you're doing anyway.
It's a bit of familiarity there,
isn't it? Yeah, that's right.
And as I said before, we are always looking for new presenters here, and all sorts of shows are acceptable. And if you would just like to come in and see how we do things, give Gordon a call. I'll have a little chat, and he'll set up with one of our presenters for you to come in and see if it's your cup of tea or not.
Yeah, that's right. We're all, all volunteers for other areas too, but mainly for volunteers for, we'd like more people on air for sure, because it's, Gordon's got some great shows organised when we haven't got people in, but it's always nice to have a live person in here.
Yeah, and it's a bit of interaction because we have our text line here where people can text, requests and comments and whatever. And we always have our our email line as well. Although people tend not to use that, the text is the way nowadays, although some people are having a few problems at the moment with the Telstra outages.
Yeah, sure.
And but that'll, in a couple of weeks' time, that'll be all back to normal, and we'll have 5G here, which is great because I use 5G in Canberra on my phone, and
right.
it's quicker than the NBN,
right.
The old baseline NBN.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's
well,
far
they're talking now. There's something like about there's a new upgrade that NBN. Well, someone's got to talk to NBN, or the NBN's got to talk to the. Yeah, NBN's got to talk to the providers, and they 500 bits a second or something or other. So it's about 50 times quicker than the current NBN. So it's it's something that's coming. So it'll just be a click of the fingers, and it'll be there.
And of course, if you are having trouble at home with your Telstra, why not turn your calling on your phone on? They call it network calling, I think it is, or
right.
Internet calling, and that means if you're close to your distributor box, yeah, you can actually use the internet to make phone calls rather than the phone network. So if you're near home or near an NBN network that you use, that could get you out of strife, especially when we have no service the early next week.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Well, we had nothing yesterday for the whole day, so as well. So out here anyhow, I got a few k's out of town, and the phone suddenly went berserk with all these messages going through.
Get about 20 in a row.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'll let you back to celebrating your 5 years. And
start of the 6th year, really.
Yeah.
I always think birthdays and are on the wrong day because you finish your birth year on the day before your birthday.
Right.
So it's really celebrating the start of another year. And well, may there be a few more, but we'll see what happens. It'll take me a long time to catch up with you. You celebrated your 20th this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, last year.
Last year.
Yeah. So it's 21 this year.
Well, this year's nearly over. We're into March already.
Yeah.
So you're in your 21st year. But, I think the only presenter who's done it a little bit longer is Rob, isn't it?
Mm.
And he's still putting out his shows on the sunny coast for us.
Yeah, no, he's inland now.
Oh.
Down near Wagga somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, moved from up north where he was.
He was at Nambuka, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming in, Gavin, and mm-hmm. I had my mail delivered personally to me, which is unusual. And this is
I thought I'd better bring it to you, seeing as that was from our... Well, really, it's not derogatory when we call her a serial texter, but she certainly keeps us on our toes. There's no doubt about that. We will quite often refer to her as a young listener at the creek, and tongue in cheek.
And this next song I want to play is actually one she has requested. It's a song that I've played quite a bit over the years. It was the first rap song performed on MTV, and it's Blondie and Rapture.
All right. Okay, we'll catch you later.
Thanks again, Gavin.
All right.
This is Braidwood FM.